The best new releases of the week. 2010 with Richard Kingsmill on Triple J.
Richard Kingsmill with you on the new music show on a Sunday night here, 2010. We're going to get to a conversation I had recently with Plan B. The Englishman, also known as Ben Drew, came out on the music scene about 2005, 2006 with some pretty intense and angry rap music. A lot of it was recorded just simply with an acoustic guitar, and he put out his debut album in 2006. It was called Who Needs Actions When You've Got Words? He's been a little quiet of late. He hasn't followed that up in a hurry, and he's also changed musical directions radically. His second album is doing well in the UK. It's just been released here. It's called The Defamation of Strickland Banks. Sounds more like a Mark Ronson record to my ears than a hip-hop record. And when he was in the country, I asked him about that change of sound.
I guess I wanted to do something that was bigger than just a collection of songs. I wanted there to be some depth. I also, you know, I started kind of doing a lot more soul with the band, and we wanted to make the soul music work in a hip-hop record, you know, because obviously I knew if I suddenly just started doing soul, it would confuse people a bit, right? So initially what we'd done two albums. We'd done a soul album, which is The Defamation of Strickland Banks, and we'd done a hip-hop album, which the working title is called The Ballad of Belmarsh.
Yeah.
And Belmarsh is a prison in the UK. The label said to me that they couldn't market a kind of darker hip-hop accompanying album.
Did you want to release both at the same time?
At the same time.
Wow. Yeah.
And they said that they couldn't market it. You know, radio won't play it, you know, it's no good to us, you know. So they said, we want to go with this soul album, we can market it, and you do what you want with the other album.
She said, I love you, boy, I love you so. She said, I love you, baby, oh, oh.
What are you going to do with the hip-hop record now?
Well, I'm going to release it either for free or I release it on my own label. You know, it looks as though I've just completely turned my back on hip-hop, but I haven't. It's only because, you know, this is a kind of two-part kind of project. So it's like, yeah, I have kind of changed the style for that half of the record, but the other half of the record is kind of sitting on a shelf in my house. And
is it completely done, finished?
It's almost completely done, yeah.
And is it more in the vein of your first record 4 years ago?
Yes, it is, musically, yeah. It's like basically, you know, the story about Strickland Banks. He's a kind of famous soul singer who gets wrongly accused and convicted of a crime that he hasn't committed, and he gets sent to jail.
And it's a fictitious character.
Yeah, and the album is about his struggle, you know, being an innocent man and everybody thinking that he's guilty, and also him being a celebrity and going to jail. In The Defamation of Strickland Banks, you know, he kind of sings his own story in his songs. And there is a little sprinkling of hip-hop in there. There are a couple tracks that are rap. And a couple of songs that are mostly singing with like a little rap verse. But then in the Ballad of Belmarsh, it's like it goes through all the same stages as Defamation of Strickland Banks. But it's like, you know, great detail of like people he meets inside and some of the characters that are trying to do certain things to him. And it's a pretty kind of nasty, kind of hardcore kind of story. And
so all the gritty elements come out on that hip-hop record.
On the hip-hop record, yeah. I mean, I know how important it is to kind of, you know, keep that integrity that I had from the first album. I understand that, you know. It's a shame, really, that the Ballad of Belmarsh didn't come out at the same time as Strickland Banks. It's a shame. I understand what it's like to like an artist and then they bring out an album and you kind of feel a little bit let down and it wasn't what you expected. All I can say is try and look at it this way, you know. Have I made an album that's different? Yes, it is very different. But is it good? Did I do it well?
Welcome to hell.
You can sing. That's the thing that I never picked up on really the first record as well, as I had to keep on thinking, are these guest vocalists he's got on here? And it wasn't. It was just like you've got a really sweet sounding soul voice.
Well, that's what I mean. I kind of surprised myself with it as well, you know. I was completely untrained musician and singer, you know, and you know, my voice has become a lot stronger and matured, and I feel a lot more confident on stage now. So for me, it was like I'd done the soul because I love it, I enjoy it. and it's a part of me, you know, and I just feel, you know, the world knows I'm this angry white rapper from Forest Gate, East London, but they don't know that I'm a singer and a songwriter, so why should I hide that? Why should I ignore it? I think it's time that they did know it, because I've had a lot of doors slammed in my face because of people got a preconception of me or think that I'm a certain way because of that first album, and I kind of just want to show the world that, you know, all these people that they idolise, all these guys in rock bands that kind of write these 3.5 minute kind of cool sounding tunes, like, I can do that all day, every day, you know, and I've chosen to kind of go down a more complicated route because I don't like anything to be that easy, you know, and I want there to be this greater depth to music, but I've really enjoyed myself making this record, and I don't know, I think you can hear that in the music.
I was going to touch on the anger, because the first thing that came across my, you know, recognition of who Plan B was all those years ago was the angry side of who you were, and that anger was compelling. You had to watch it, even if you mightn't have liked the music that you were making. It was like, it was convincing. Is that anger still there within you, or do you feel a less angry man now?
I'm a lot less angry. I'm a bit more articulate when I speak, a bit more comfortable when I speak now. And I think that anger came from me being someone who nobody cared about, who nobody took seriously. And, you know, nobody started listening to me until I picked up the guitar and started shouting the C word. Yeah, they listened to me because I was angry, and I was angry because people wasn't taking me seriously and I was being ignored. I was also angry because I felt like no matter how much I shouted, no one was still going to listen, but they did.
Once you did get the recognition then, but you got your record out, you got to express a lot of stuff that was pent up inside. Did you feel like that was kind of like halfway there to getting that anger out there?
Yeah, and I had to go anger management as well.
Seriously?
Yeah, because I was getting into a lot of fights.
Yeah. Yeah,
people was recognising me, and then they try and take the piss out of you, right? They do this in bars, and, you know, the song Stay Too Long on the new album is kind of about that. It's about me kind of really knowing when it's time to leave, or really I should know when it's time to leave, and in the past haven't, and stayed too long and got into fights and got myself arrested and got myself on a suspended sentence.
Did the anger management classes work?
Yeah, because I wanted to sort this out. I just wanted to go and just, I don't know, be at peace. You know, going to anger management meant that we could discuss certain things that I would never discuss with anybody else. Kind of dark things from inside that, you know, when you go out with your mates, you want to have a laugh. There's a time and a place for that kind of talk, and that is counselling. Yeah, I'm a lot more at peace with myself. I think that, you know, life's getting better, and I'm starting to really enjoy what I do and really appreciate that I'm kind of lucky to be here.
Best new releases of the week, 2010 on Triple J.